This is how you should approach the subject. Humble, because without humbleness, you will not understand what love is all about. You should be humble, and the logical people, they will not understand you. Period. Yes?
Description of the lover-killing mosque and of the death-seeking reckless lover who became a guest there.
Means what? Means the story we made up to here. What was the story? The story was a fellow, you. Collection of intelligence and all that, running away from the innocence, right? Then he wants to go back. Everybody believes it is dangerous. Before he starts, everybody will try to cool you down. Even when you go there, everybody will try to make you run away, because nobody understands your motivation. We are talking about being motivated by love, right? Haha. But we talked about something here you didn't even pay attention, and you thought that, okay, poetically we are using words and blah blah, right? Did you do that? What was the first impression of the last paragraph? The only thing over there you didn't think of was bowing, sujde, he said. He went in with the full humbleness. You were not humble. Your ego is inflated, so you did not get it. Let me talk about it. Let me go back right at the beginning. Do you remember I talked about your problem? I said your problem started with when exception arrived and the rules were not working and you had to do something. What? Go to the mosque, go to mihrab and cry, remember? And we explained it. That when you are facing the exception, which is love and beauty, you have, first of all, to fight with your ego, to kill your ego, then understand the dream, imagination, and non-existence. Remember all that? Right at the beginning. Second paragraph, book one. Right? Ha, let's go back. Because I talked about it. It looked simple, and you thought you understand it, then you forgot about it. Now, here I make sure that you could never forget that. Here, this is my last story, right? I opened apprentices here. I bring another story. The story of a mosque which will kill anyone who dares to spend the night over there. Because this is what we're talking about. Right at the beginning I told you, didn't I? Just at the opening I said, listen, you found your brain, you fall in love with it, and you learned the rule, everything was okay. The exception of love arrived and suddenly your rule doesn't work anymore. Everything turned upside down, right? So therefore, you should take off your shoes. Yeah. And go to the mosque, go to mihrab, which is war zone, to have a fight with yourself, your ego. This is how I started, right? And you forgot about it. Here again, I talked about it. The problem is the ego, and guess what? The killer of your ego looks a killer to you. looks a killer to everyone. So everybody believes that going in this mosque, you will die. You will hear that when he's talking about this story. There is no foundation for this. But everybody is thinking that way, because this is the logical expression. Humbleness will kill, will diminish your what? You have created good words for it. When you believe in yourself, when you trust yourself, when you have a very positive, strong character, who are you? You are selfish, period. And you're silly, because you think you know everything. Nobody knows everything. You believe in yourself? What a pitiful situation. You want to know who you are? You should find somebody with the open eye to look at you and tell you who you are. You yourself, you're in love with yourself. How could you understand yourself? Let's say you are the most clever person living now, okay? And let's say you are the top psychiatrist, okay? Could he analyze himself? Could he be his personal psychiatrist? Even if you're the best, you need someone else, because you understanding you, this is the problem. You're looking at yourself. Do you remember that flower? Narcissism. So here he brings in another story. Everybody believes that this mosque is dangerous, and there is one silly fellow, for no reason really. Rumi doesn't give you a reason. Then there is this silly fellow who said, I want to be there, I want to spend the night in the mosque. Night in the mosque. Remember, we are not enlightened, so we are living in the darkness, right? Okay, he goes in the mosque. Everybody tries to pull him out, everybody tries to stop him, but he says, let me go, I'm ready to die. So what? He goes in. Not only everybody is trying to convince him not to go, the mosque will sound, hey, you, I'm coming to kill you. The guy will say, okay, I'm ready, come. And suddenly the ceiling will crack open and the gold will pour down. The guy will spend all night bringing out the treasures. And nobody understands this situation. This is what we were talking about. This is what all this teaching is about, for you to understand that you should become humble, then you will be saved. Right at the beginning, we said, you have only one enemy. Your silly brain will tell you, oh, I have a lot of competition and enemies. No, you don't, because you silly little one, if you had enemies, you wouldn't exist, they would kill you. How come that you exist? Everything is ready for you. Everything is helping you to exist. The only enemy you have is yourself. Self is enemy. Ego is enemy. Do you remember book 2, which was talking about this logic? He started, first paragraph is that you should return and you should understand that this donkey is the enemy of the path and it's in love with the grass. That's all about it. So here, we go back to that, because you have to go through this mosque. You have to prepare yourself to embrace, no matter what, to become humble, to be ready to be a lover. Because, I don't know, if any of you is capable, please write down in one page, one sentence, one book even, the story of a selfish lover. Is it possible to write a story like that? Could a selfish person become a lover? They don't mix. Lover is ready to give everything, and selfish is ready to take everything. They are opposite. This is what it is, so pay attention to this story. Yes?
Then here to a story of a well-conducted man. There was a mosque on the outskirts of the city of Ray. No one ever slept the night there, but on the same night, from terror, his children became orphans. Many the naked stranger that went into it and went at dawn like the stars into the grave. Make thyself very attentive to this. The dawn is come, cut short by slumber. Everyone used to...
No, wait a minute, what happened? What happened? First you said, okay, look at the title. The title is the description of a mosque which was lover killer. That's in the title, right? Then he will not say it like that. Here he said, okay, listen to this story. There was this mosque which was at the side of a city, is Shahr-e-Ray, which is south of Tehran. Nobody will sleep there out of fear, because the children will go without the fathers and things like that. Then he said something stranger. He said, there were these foreigners naked going in this mosque, and early in the morning they will be like the stars going in the tomb. Means what? You know what? If somebody is stranger and doesn't have anything, and he will approach the humbleness, he will vanish. Because he has nothing. Understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the morning of enlightenment. So make the dream short here. Means pay attention a lot that how I'm talking about it. This mosque is killing the naked foreigner fellows who go there. Yes?
Everyone used to say that in it there were fierce jinnies who killed the guests with blunt swords. Another would say, it is the magic and talisman, for this enchantment is the foe and enemy of life. Another would say, put an inscription conspicuously on its door. O guest, do not stay here. Do not sleep the night here if you want to live. Otherwise, death will unmask an ambush for you in this place. And another would say, bolt at night. A heedless person comes. Do not admit him.
Okay. What was all that? Somebody will say this, somebody will say that, somebody will say that, another one will say that. Gossip! With no foundation at all. Because they believe that the only stupid people will go in. That's what it is. They feel the danger, they hear that there is dangerous,